Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Again, welcome to the Everyman Show. This is A.D. DeBosco. I'm your host for the Everyman Show. And it's the Everyman Show because I'm talking to everybody out there who's paying attention, who's paying the price, who has paid the price for being docile, nice, you know, an everyday guy just, you know, doing his thing. But more than anything, for those of you that don't pay attention, if you're not into the theater of the New World Order, Trilateral Commission, CFR, COG, you know, the Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove nightmare, if you don't understand who Donald Trump is up against, or perhaps who he is in bed with now, are they going to fix this? Who knows? Are things going to get better? Who knows? I see people are in a prepare mode. You know, the vibe of fear, the vibe of fear, the vibe of anxiety that's out here, people who have children, who have lives, who are embedded in the system, in the matrix, trying to make heads or tails out of what's going on. If you have kids that are out of control, completely and totally off the hook with social media, they're on the web 10 hours a day. They're running around with cell phones. They're chewing gum, trying to walk, and they can't talk. They're sitting in cafes and diners, texting each other, texting, barely talking. You know, you have to ask yourself what the hell is really going on. You have Barack Obama. This is the president of the United States exacerbating crimes against police, legitimizing a joke, Black Lives Matter. I mean, George Soros funding these people. You saw what happened in Baltimore and Ferguson and what they have planned, what's going on. Look, I don't believe that guy was shot in that car in Minneapolis that soon after that fellow was shot in Baton Rouge. I just don't believe it. I mean, that was horrendous what they did to him on the ground. I mean, you see the video, it's so blatant. He's struggling. He's fighting. He pulls out his gun and shoots him point blank in the chest 4 times. He was trying to pull out a gun. Was he overwhelming the police? Did it look like he was overwhelming the police? Or is this another false flag propaganda video? Did they smear grape and strawberry jelly on his chest to make it look like he was shot like that? I would think there would be a lot more blood. I would think there would be a lot more screaming. You know, there's a story out now that this store owner decries the report, saying he never called. He didn't call anyone and tell anyone, hey, there's a guy out here, you know, selling CDs, pulling out a gun, scaring people. You know, you have to wonder, would a guy selling CDs, trying to make, you know, connections, trying to get a few bucks together, would he be pulling out guns and scaring people and freaking people out and chasing them away, or would he be trying to sell his CDs? Does he go buy CDs for a dollar somewhere and then turn around and sell them on the street for $4? Maybe. I mean, isn't that supply and demand? Isn't that what people do? You know, it is just daunting, the news cycle. The stuff that I'm getting from Global Research, Canada, the stuff that Canadian Free Press, the WordPress, Jesse Ventura, InfoWars, you know, you listen to Michael Savage, they don't have any more answers. They don't have any more answers. You know, look, if you're not taking a look at the Rockefeller quotes, if you don't know that Zuckerberg is a Rockefeller, if you don't know that the Matrix was built around us to call us in, then you're not getting it. The stock market is in a dead cat bounce because the bankers are just trading each other to bump up the numbers to make people believe that everything's fine. Harry Dent, Peter Schiff, Gerald Celeste, so many others that have made it clear that we are in for a one hell of a 24-month period. Most people are doing everything they can to put a few dollars together, getting their rental properties together for the people that are going to need a place to live, The ones that are going to struggle with the minimum wage jobs, will those jobs be there? Will the coal-powered plants be shut down? Will electricity just become one of these things that only the elite can have? Are we going to go to one light bulb in the living room at night where we have to turn off all those flat screens that people have been buying for the last 10 years? I just don't know. Just don't know. I mean, catastrophic pharma news, catastrophic health news. More people right now have various cancers than ever. Even in the last 5 years, this year, out of nowhere, for some reason, cancer has exploded. People that said, I would never, ever get rid of my house, are selling everything they have. They're panicking. You know, they don't believe that, you know, real estate is going to rebound. It's not going to rebound. It hasn't even hit the bottom yet. But you're going to have some place to live. Will cash become so rare that, hey, what was once a $200,000 house, you can grab it for $25,000 if you want to live in it. If you want to live in it and crank up a generator to get some kind of electricity, is that where you want to live? Are you going to be fighting off the zombies, walking up and down the street looking for scraps in your trash can? Why am I seeing in mainstream television, why am I looking at Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, FX, all these cable channels, all of these outrageously vulgar, disgusting shows about death everywhere? Why am I seeing this? I just don't understand why people are not starving their responses. Why do you have to respond like it's the end of times? Listen, crime is rampant. People are crazy. You know, they might be breaking into your house and stealing things, but where the hell are they going to sell it? Are the pawn shops going to be overloaded with stolen goods and just one after another they're going to pluck these people off and throw them in jails and feed them peanut butter and jelly and bologna sandwiches until they croak? What are they going to do with these people? I don't believe that this is the end of a very violent police agenda. The police are tasked with keeping the streets safe. And if the police are basically having to defend themselves from zombies, so be it. These kids will not settle back and say to themselves, listen, I'm alive. I've got my parents. I've got my family. I want to get an education, work on my mind. Money's not the end all. Sustenance is the end all. Hand to mouth, even for a lot of people, is a way of life for as long as they live. I know a lot of people that were wealthy that are dead in their early 50s, late 40s, early 50s. They scrambled their whole lives and they ate steak every night. They also put a lot of blow up their nose. They also drank a lot of single malt scotch. They ate a lot of, you know, food, high dollar restaurants everywhere, but they couldn't escape the GMO. And then they went to Big Pharma and said, they were the doctors, look, I need Xanax. I need statin drugs for my cholesterol. I need this, I need that, I need that, I need this. And before they know it, that's it, they're dead. You know? I mean, if it isn't people, it's the dogs. If it isn't the dogs, it's the cats. If it isn't the cats, it's the gerbils. Everybody's going to the vet, everybody's going to the doc. I, too, am going to have surgery again in the next 24 hours. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I had a little tenant here. They decided to start an argument. The power went off on their facility. They did that. I didn't do that. They did that. They overloaded it. They thought I turned the power off because they owed me money for the electricity. Hey. I wasn't harassing them. I asked a few times to discuss it. They didn't want to do it, but they're mentally ill. They're sick. Who knows? Are they smoking crack? Are they smoking crystal meth? What are they doing? They went off in a tangent. And, you know, hey, I mean, if they're these little scumbags want to retaliate, I know exactly where they are, and I know exactly where to go, and I know exactly who's going to deal with it. I will let the authorities handle it, and let, you know, let it be. But I'm not going to go out there and do any vigilante justice. I'm not going to take it upon myself to dispense the law. That's not my job. My job is to inform the law of a crime that may have been committed and allow them to proceed properly. That's how it's going to go. And I would assume that when smart and level minds prevail, you know, everybody will cool out. And hey, you know, if they wanted to take off, if they wanted to go, they could just go. You know what I mean? You're going to see that a lot. You still have squatters going into homes. You still have squatters going into homes, breaking into homes, changing locks, telling police they live there, and there's not much that they can do until they figure it all out. You know, I just don't know how our leaders are not trying to calm the waters. Donald Trump came out and said, hey, you all got to calm down, settle down, get your heads together. The police are the most important public safety folks we have. You can't go out there and attack the police like this. These poor, sick, drug addict, drunken, completely entitled, belligerent idiots believe that going to jail for a crime like this for the rest of their life, or perhaps being slaughtered on the street after killing cops, is the way to go, making a name for themselves, you're in and out of the news cycle in 48 hours. You haven't heard another peep about this issue with Orlando. You haven't heard much. Every now and then they'll say something about Sandy Hook. Or every now and then they'll say something about, you know, another horrific crime. But you're not, you don't even hear about these things. These were horrendous crimes that have happened while this ridiculous fraud is in the White House. An absolute and utter and total despicable nightmare from hell. And all his ilk and his admin telling blacks to be disruptors, to cause problems. White privilege did this to you. It is insane what they've done and what they're doing. Beyond the scope of imagination that they would do this. I do not for the life of me understand why someone would be so blatantly foolish to want to take a chance on their future. How many times do guys go to prison and say, a couple years later, if I would have just thought about what I was doing? How many times does a doctor prescribe a couple of million dollars worth of pills and get a nice, big, fat, six-digit check only to be busted for having killed a multitude of people by over-prescribing drugs to say, 5 years after he's in prison, he's saying to himself, if I would just not have been so greedy, if I just would have thought first before writing those prescriptions, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be in this mess. You know, there's a big cover-up happening that you don't hear much about. A huge cover-up in the pharma industry. You know, they say that, you know, smoking causes all these various cancers. And the more I read, it's about 1% of what's really being talked about. Maybe 1%? not 30% or 40%, but who's writing the articles? Is someone getting paid by Big Pharma? Is something getting paid by the medical establishment? Or is there somebody in a foreign land who has done real research on GMO, toxins, herbicides, stress, saying these are the killers? These are the things that really did these various people in. You know, there are some people that sit around all day and bake brownies and eat them. There are some people that literally have steak every night. Very few veggies. They don't eat a lot of fruit. They don't eat a lot of antioxidants. They don't do anything with their health. They just, you know, eat whatever comes natural for them. And they keep gorging themselves and gorging themselves and gorging themselves. And then one day they kick the bucket. Well, what do they expect is going to happen? I don't believe that a man dies from... My father smoked 2.5 packs a day. Died at 53 of a massive heart attack. But I don't remember him drinking water. I don't remember him drinking sodas. I remember him eating a ginormous plate or two of food and going to bed. I don't ever remember him walking down to the river or riding a bike or playing with the dog or anything else that might have improved his health. It didn't happen. You know, I don't remember ever seeing him try. Now lately in the news, you're hearing about Wi-Fi, electromagnetic frequencies. The phones have gotten more powerful over the years. They're just off the charts powerful. More and more and more we're seeing this, and we have to ask ourselves, hey, what's that all about? What's that? What's going on with that? You know. And I just don't understand why people don't get it or have understood. Maybe that's what gave me cancer. Maybe that's what's scrambling my DNA. Maybe that's what's destroying my level of health at a cellular level. But I'm almost 60 years old, and I've been exposed to every kind of bad juju there is. I worked on jets for 6 years. I did construction for 20 years. I had stress like you couldn't believe. I wanted to own a home. I wanted to be part of society. A lifetime of constant rejection because of my level of education. But I, many times over, was smarter than most. I didn't sit around and do nothing. I exercised. When I didn't have anything to do, I got up and I walked and I walked and I walked until I was tired and couldn't walk anymore. Or I went to the gym and pumped iron. I went to the sauna and sweated out. I made sure that I only drank alcohol maybe a couple days a week. And then that gravitated into more than I should have. Am I proud of that? No. I dated women that were into that sort of thing. And you sort of tend to do what the people you care about do. Does anybody really talk about the chemtrails? They say, no, those are straight line clouds. Now you're hearing a couple blurbs here and there of people discussing it. Straight line clouds, they are not. You go on Twitter, and every now and then somebody pulls up an article about Bill Gates and vaccines, or Bill Gates and Planned Parenthood, or Bill Gates and Africa, and Bill Gates and sterilization. Bill Gates didn't start this. Rockefeller started this 100 years ago. David Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller, 35,000 corporations, one after another, hiding what the other one's doing, and they feel good about this. That's your one world government, your new world order, your trilateral commission. That's who the Bushes, aka sheriffs, answer to. Newt Gingrich is a Rockefeller, secret society member. Why would they have to have secret societies? Look, if they want to kill everybody, why don't they just talk about it? Like everybody doesn't know. You know, there's kind of a thing in the black community, a vibration that travels, where the elders and the knowledgeable and the people that are really, really, you know, maybe they're psychic, but they know when their people have been murdered. They know when their son walks out in the street and gets shot by a gangster, that gangster didn't get those drugs out of nowhere. He didn't get the gun out of nowhere. All that big money funnels right to the top and has been proven to go right back to the banks. The big banks, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the big banks. Wells Fargo, Bank of America. I've done 200 shows on Blog Talk and maybe mentioned this half the time. Shocking revelations, not just coming from Alex Jones or Steve Quayle or Joel Skousen or all the other myriad of people that are discussing the New World Order. So many people know that people have been wronged, taken advantage of. A disproportionate number of people fallen by the wayside. The last 15 years of extraction and all these jobs going to China, what the Clintons are guilty of, what the Bushes are guilty of, what Carter was guilty of, why? Why shake up and wreck a world? And I'll tell you, it goes back to the three main forces of sustenance. Oil, food, shelter. Oil, food, real estate, the control grid. That's what it's about. That's who's doing it. That's who you can point the finger at. That's who you can say, hey, you're not playing fair. Why did all of these congressmen and senators and various people and their ilk, they get all these sweetheart deals from the bank? Why would somebody get a $500,000 loan to start a company at 2% when you or me or somebody else would have to pay 7 or 8%? And they're voted into office to represent the people when in fact, they rob the people blind. Fair or not, it happens. Fair or not, this is our reality. What's not fair is that the ignorant, dumbed down, docilized people, the masses, sit around saying, hey, I got my cable, I got my car, I got my movies, I got my Netflix. I'm completely and totally mind-swept, and hey, as long as I've got my fix, my entertainment, I'm good. You're supposed to keep an eye on the prize. You're supposed to leave something for your kids. Your kids are what matters. Does a man make a mistake in retaliation and go after somebody and not think for a minute that, oh, wait a minute, I have kids at home. I shouldn't have driven the car like that. I shouldn't have, you know, cut that guy off in anger. I shouldn't have yelled at this police officer and got my brains beat in and sitting in jail. Maybe I should have been just a little bit more patient and not reacted. It's called the Shemitah. It is called the Shemitah. And you know what's funny? When you turn off all the shiny baubles and the electronics and you get rid of the cell phone, you don't look at the internet, you don't turn on that stupid radio, you don't listen to rap music. You don't listen to anything. You don't even listen to churchgoers. You don't even listen to preachers and priests. You don't go to none of that. You turn it all off. And within a few hours, you feel everything quell down, settles down. You don't hear anything. You don't see anything, and it's not fair. And you respond differently. But the Shemitah, if you know what this is, the Khazarian Zionists, this goes way back, the Illuminati. You know, whether the Illuminati are Italian or barbarian or German or British or whatever they are, if you turn it off, they're not there. You have one life to live. It's short. Take my word for it, it's short. For all the movies, all the entertainment, all the gambling, all the drugs, all the alcohol, all the disinformation we suck in, all the ignorance. I mean, I see people, it's fun to go take 10 or 20 bucks and go see if you can win 50. It doesn't happen often, but it happens. But you go in there now and you look at these electronic machines, take these people's minds and their money. I mean, they're in there. I watch these folks bring in, you know, a lot of $100 bills, and within a few hours, it's gone. And they say, you know what, I'll come back next week and do it again. I'll come back next week and do it again, and I'll come back tomorrow and try it again. I knew a guy who won $12,000. He put double that back trying to win it again, not realizing what he did. These are video games. These are not toys. These are not real slot machines. They are as fake and as bogus and rigged as the Diebold voting machines. When they get your mind, they've got your mind, and they do not let go. They do not relent. They do not quit. They do not slow down. They get you. And believe me, when they get you, they've got you. You know. Well, where do you go from here? Maybe you put down the cigar and the coffee, or the cigar and the cognac. Maybe you turn on a little classical music, or you don't listen to anything but the wind. I feel bad for all these young people that are caught up in the crystal meth, crack cocaine, running around, trying to get another high. The heroin problem, the fentanyl heroin problem coming out of China. The putting this stuff on the streets and people not realizing that this is not a game. This is a cobra bite. This is cobra venom in front of you. You have a choice to walk away from it, live another day, or dabble with it and die. I have become callous enough to say, you know what? You get what you get out of this world. I have a friend of mine who's Catholic, and he says, you know, I pray for those people. We don't ridicule them. We don't look down our nose at them. We pray for them, and we hope that their families will, you know, somehow heal after all of this. You know, I don't know. I just ask myself, hey, what's going on? When people go off, I say, what's going on? You know, I did my first shows here 3 years ago, and I used to scream and yell and get all radical and get my temper up. It may happen again now and then, but really not. Really not. It's not worth it. I just try to put out the word. I'm just trying to get out there, and I'm available. I'd love to have a job. I think I could put on a really good show. I think I could get out there. I'd love to do something with Coast to Coast. Or I'm a regular guy spewing the good word. And I'm going to keep doing this because I have nothing else better to do. People really don't want to hear it. So this is my outlet. This is how I come on this show and do my blog talk. I didn't do it for 6 or 8 months, and I came back last week, and this is my third or fourth show. And it reminds me that maybe there is light at the end of this tunnel if we could just get the word out and get people to slow down. Because I got to ask you, where are all these wealthy elites going to go when the shit hits the fan and everything stinks? That's my question. Where are they going to go? Who knows? It's the Everyman Show, and thanks for listening. I'll see you again later. Bye-bye.